This is Gordon Strom, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a DAB original. DAB is the Dortmunder Aktien Brauery. Claims to be the original beer of Dortmund. Brewery is saying since 1868. There's some information on the back of the bottle. Just talking about Dortmund being a famous brewing city, famous for their type of lager, which known as the Dortmunder. Ingredients, water, malt, hops. I guess they have yeast, too. So let's check it out. It's a medium gold color, brilliant clarity. It's got a tall, rocky white head, good persistence. All that is very good. Give it a 3 for appearance. Aroma. And I'm getting a little skunk. It is in a green bottle, so maybe they think that's that import flavor. And it's something that I'm used to getting in a Heineken, but it's not strong. It's sort of dissipating, but there's enough of it there that I find it annoying. Digging beyond that, I get a distinctive sweet Pils malt aroma, moderate strength. It's that lightly grainy sweet. German Pils malt has a certain aroma, and the best way that I describe it is Pils malt, because it really doesn't smell anything like anything else. It smells just like that malt. It smells different than domestic Pils malt. I get a medium-low floral, spicy hop aroma. It's very nice. Hint of sulfur, otherwise very clean lager character. I'll give it a 10. It's got all the right things, just that little bit of skunk is annoying. Okay, tasting it. Clean Pils malt flavor, very pure, suggestion of malty sweetness. I say the bitterness is moderate. Also a moderate noble hop flavor, very floral, lightly spicy. Balanced finish, getting malt and hops, very good. There's a slight mineral taste in the finish, but not very high. I mean, I get more of a mineral character in some of the Burton beers. Overall, it seems fairly smooth. Clean lager fermentation, and it's got a smooth, malty palate. With the hops becoming assertive mid-palate, and the finish is somewhat dry. It's not dry like a German Pilsner, but it's drier than a Helles. It's in between. It's the bitterness in there that helps come up to meet the malt. It's a very nice balance of the hop flavor, the hop bitterness, and the malt flavor lasting into the aftertaste. It's got very clean flavors. This example could be a touch fresher, although I'm not getting like the off skunky quality in the flavor, so that's good. Just a light skunk, or sometimes the yeast gives a sulfury character that needs to vent. That could be it too. So I'm going to give it a 17 on flavor. Mouthfeel, it's a medium-bodied beer. It's got moderate carbonation. It's very smooth. Not much else to talk about. Give it a 5. So overall, I think this is quite good. I really like the balance. it does have the distinctive German malt and hop flavors, you know, showcasing the German ingredients. Very well balanced, smooth. Could be a little bit fresher and better handled, but as far as the brewing goes, this beer is spot on. It shows that the apparent bitterness of a Dortmund doesn't need to be as high as some homebrewers think. It just needs to be balanced with the malt. They don't need to be totally aggressive. You know, maybe thinking of it as a bitter Helles rather than a cross between a Pils and a Helles would be a little bit more appropriate. You know, it's sort of hard to capture the balance of this. You can have the malt and hops be in the same balance, but not be over the top. So, this is a nice beer. Give it a 8 overall, and that's a total of 43. So, look at the Dortmunder as being great balance, great German flavors for a pale beer. Check it out if you can find it. It's a little hard to find in places. So that's the DAB Original. It's a Category 1E Dortmunder Export.